This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
Oh, thank you. I'd really like to thank everybody for the committee and Christian and Joe and everybody who works alone for doing so much work, bringing me here. And if there's any questions, I'd be more than willing to try and answer them. Don't try and intellectually understand what's been said. Look for a feeling. Look for a positive feeling, because all truth, will come via a positive feeling. It's something that comes from inside you, and everybody in the world, no matter who you are, you have the same answer inside you. It's deep within your soul. This is why the greats of the universe throughout time have always told you to look within, not outside. The answer is not outside. It's inside you. I see so many people doing such great work, helping children, helping couples. And that really, that's what it's about. The more you give away, the more you receive. You know when they say, to give is to receive, that's what they're talking about. If you give a good feeling away, in turn, you get it back. Other than that, I don't know what to talk about. It always comes out different. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. 21 years ago, when I first had this experience, and I realized that it was a world of thought. Because whatever we think is what we feel. Whatever we think is what we see. Whatever we think creates our emotions, our desires. It creates good marriages, bad marriages. It's all thought. Now, people have said to me many, many times that what I'm saying is too simplistic. Well, I can guarantee you, you can't get simple enough. The second you're born, you see reality, and your five senses kick into gear. And with thought and your five senses, this is what guides you through life. But there's a greater secret. You step beyond the five senses. And when you learn to step beyond the five senses, then you live a happy, contented life. A life full of love, because love is always the answer. No matter what, love and understanding together create what you would call a beautiful life. Life is like any other contact sport. You're going to get your knocks. But it's not the knocks that count. It's how you handle them. And the way you handle them, if you handle them with anger, distrust, jealousy, hate, this in return is what you're going to get. But if you handle these knocks with love and understanding, they don't mean much. You just dissipate. And again, you're left with those two beautiful feelings. You can rest assured, going back into the past will never, never, never help you. You know how the Eastern mystic talk about the now? That's what you've got to find, is the now. And the now is whatever is happening in this world, minus all your negative thoughts from the past. No matter what experiences you've gone through in the past, You see, as a child, you may have gone through a lot of negative emotions, feelings, negative experiences, and they create whatever you are now. They create your behavior, the way you think, the way you see life. Now, if anybody takes you back into that past, all they're doing is reinforcing that. And I tell you right now, that is one of the biggest mistakes that humanity ever made. You have to learn to live in the now. And how do you do that? It's so simple. It's when you realize the past no longer exists. It only exists in your head via memory. And what is memory? Memory is created from thought. When you see what thought really is, you're free. I guarantee it. That's why I say to them all true psychology is created from three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. There can never be four, there can never be five, just three. Because those mind, consciousness, and thought are like the, know how the Bible, they have the Trinity? That is the Trinity of all psychology. Mind, consciousness, and thought. They create the reality you see, the reality you live in. Now when I say mind, consciousness, and thought, I'm talking about divine mind, universal mind. I'm talking about universal consciousness. I'm talking about universal thought. The gifts that we were given so that we could see creation. Without these gifts, you would never even know that creation exists. Without thought, you would never know creation exists. Without consciousness, you would never know creation exists. Without mind, you would never know creation exists. Take any one of them away, and you take away the three, because the three are all one with different names. And that's why I'm saying to you now, please ignore everything I'm saying. The words don't mean a thinker's tit. Listen beyond the word, because beyond the word lies the truth that you're looking for. Because beyond the word takes you inside, and inside lies the answer. We all have it. There isn't one human being in the world that knows one single thing more than another. We all know the truth. We are the truth. That's why the saying, I am what I seek, the I am-ness. They're not talking about you, the body, the personal. They're talking about you, the spiritual. The spiritual strength, the spiritual existence that lies inside, that's you. That's where you find your freedom, is by stepping inside. And I can't explain what inside is. I'm trying. I'm trying by words. But go beyond the word. And the only way you'll feel it, the only way you'll find it, is by a positive feeling. If you sit here today and you have a negative feeling, you're not hearing what I'm saying. If you find a positive feeling and it makes you feel good, and you walk out and you say, you know, I don't know a darn thing that guy said. It doesn't matter. The words are immaterial. It's the feeling. And the feeling lies the truth. And the positive feeling. Always go for a positive feeling. And if you feel negative someday, try and realize it's connected to thought. And if you can realize that all your hardships, bad experiences from the past are now only thoughts, you're free. Now it sounds simple, but that's all it is. Can anybody in here tell me where their past experiences are now a reality? It's not. It's gone. It's a memory. And that's what creates your character. And all you have to do is realize the power of thought, the power of consciousness, the power of mind. Nowadays, the scientists are starting to realize that all matter is created from the same essence. And that's what I'm saying to you right now. It's all created from the same source, the same essence, the same invisible, non-touchable essence. God is that essence. What you're looking for is a realization. And the realization is something that you've never thought of before. And you go, oh, and it comes like an insight. And it comes like a thought. And you think it's an ordinary thought, but it's not. Because a realization doesn't come from all anything you've ever learned in your life. It comes from inside. You see, life, what I realized was life is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time and space. That's what life is as we know it. You go beyond that. You go beyond time and space. And the only way you can do it, again, is by going inside. Go beyond, go before the contamination of thought. Now it's the most natural thing in the world to have contaminated thoughts. The second you are born, your five senses kick into motion. You hear, see, smell, taste, etc. That's your five senses. That's what's going to guide you through life. That's what makes you see and feel and reality. But it's all governed by thought. If I touch you and you feel that touch, whatever your thought says, that's what you will feel. If you see life, you see a flower. You see that flower? It's governed by your thoughts, what you think. Are those personal thoughts? Those divine thoughts. Now, they're not two thoughts, two different kinds of thoughts. They're the same power called thought being used two different ways, because you and I were given the gift, the freedom of thought, a free will to think as we wish. You use your free will, you use yours, you use yours. We all use a free thought. That's why people meditate. People meditate to quieten their mind down. We all know that. To quieten their personal thought system. The more they can quieten their personal thought system, the more they get into clarity and purity of divine thought. Everybody in this room, everybody in this world, totally everybody in this world, they're always thinking. We're thinking creatures. Right now, I can guarantee, everybody in this room is not really listening to what I'm saying. They're listening to what I'm saying, plus they've got their own thoughts going. And it's very natural. But hopefully, you stop thinking, just for a little bit. See, there's different states of meditation. A lot of people think if you're in a state of meditation, there's only that one plateau. That's not true. There's many plateaus of meditation, many depths. And each plateau, each depth, creates a different reality. If you've been walking on the road or gone somewhere or sitting, and all of a sudden you feel really, really good. You don't know why. Just all of a sudden you feel so good, you can't believe this is life, and you think, wow, if life could only be like this. That's because for even a microscopic second, you've dropped the personal thoughts of this reality and you've touched divine thought and you feel good. And that's what I'm saying. It's always in a feeling, positive feeling. When somebody speaks truth, I don't care who it is, they're talking beyond the intellect. And it's not clever. It's extraordinarily simple. As a matter of fact, the deeper your intellect, sometimes, mostly, that's your problem. Try and be simple. Try and see life simple. Try and think simple. And you'll be very, very surprised what that does to you as a human being. See, we can't be conscious without thought. You can't think without the power of thought. Your mind can't function without thought. We live in thought all the time. We're thinking creatures. I'm going to keep saying that. We have no other choice. Thought is the missing link between happiness and sadness. Thought is the missing link between anger and love. Thought is the missing link that all humanity have been looking for since the day one. Simple thought. Thought holds the secret to all the problems that society have. Misguided thoughts separate one race from another. Thought creates all social problems. Thought is the most important thing in the world. And if you can see that, the next time you see, all the problems, all the trials and tribulations that you went through as a child are carried through time, and they create your character. And once you see that, once you see that it's all carried from thought, it's not a reality, it's thought. The way I was brought into this world, the way I was brought up, the way I was handled, I didn't have an education, I didn't have this, didn't have a chance. They created me. They created an angry, a hostile, jealous, a person who gets quite emotional. That was the catalyst that created me. But once I saw it, it was all thought. It was gone. I was a different human being. And that goes from everybody in the world. Thought is the secret Thought is the missing link that everybody is looking for. Please, if there's any question, just ask. Okay? There is nothing negative in this world that doesn't come from thought. There is no hate in this world that doesn't come from thought. There's no prejudice that doesn't come from thought. All these things that create the world as they are today. Because truth has no color, no creed, no bad feelings. Truth is seeing life in a positive way. And as I said before, it is not, and I repeat, not connected to bad memories. It's now. Follow your own heart. Follow what's inside. Follow the beauty that's inside. Follow the wisdom that's inside. Because you know as much about truth as any other human being. Because divine consciousness is in you. Divine mind is in you. Divine thought is in you. That's what you are. You know that saying, I am? That's what I'm talking about. The North American Indians, they talk about everything being spirit. The trees, the sky, the mountains, the deer, the fish. They're all spirit in a different form. When the Indians, the North American Indians, talk about everything being spirit and everything being one, they're talking the very same as the Eastern philosophers and the Eastern mystics talking about everything being all one. Love is a mind that's totally void of all negativity. And when this happens, you have what is called understanding. You understand why people get in trouble. You understand why people have nervous breakdowns. You understand why there's a differences in opinion. And when you find this understanding, there is nothing left but love. Love, caring, sharing, they're all really the same thing. Again, different names, different words to describe the same thing. And I'm telling you right now, the secret lies in mind, consciousness, and thought. That is the Trinity. You see, there's not, when you say mind, consciousness, and thought, divine mind, consciousness, divine thought, then you talk about personal thought. It's not two kinds of thought. It's the same divine thought used in two different ways. Because there is nothing else but that. It's the way you use it. It's a gift. It's a divine gift that we've all been given. The gift to see reality. The gift to think about reality. And a level of consciousness, they talk about levels, different levels of consciousness. It's the more you understand this, the higher the level of consciousness. The lower levels that get lost, this is what creates all the problems in your districts, in your streets, and wars. You could take $1 trillion and say, we're going to clean up the streets in New York. Or some other place, and take this $1 trillion and give it to everybody, and it wouldn't do a bit of good. Not a bit of good. All you do is spend a lot of money, and it get worse and worse. Because there is never any change takes place in any human being until the level of consciousness rises. The level of understanding rises. And that's what truth does. And that truth, again, must come from you. Again, I'll tell you, it comes via a positive feeling. It has to come from inside you via feeling. And it comes as a realization, an insight, a revelation. There's three different words, all meaning the same thing. The truth has to be found from you. In the old Hawaiian religion, the kahunas, that was the priest. They were very, very wise people, the kahunas. And they always maintained it was a secret that could never be told. Right? And it's true. It's a secret, can never be told. And when I lived in Hawaii, just before I left, I turned the television on one night, and there's this beautiful little couple, old Hawaiian couple, and their great-grandfather, seemingly, was one of the wisest kahunas ever known. Now here's this older couple, they're maybe in their 70s, you know, and they said, the grandfather, the great-grandfather had told them there was a secret that could never be told. Now they picked him up wrong, because here they're on television and they're saying, but now we feel that we should tell what the secret is. They thought the grandfather was saying, don't tell anybody. So they started to tell the secret. They never tell anything. They were only telling their interpretation of the secret. When I saw that, I just roared. I honestly, they're so sweet, and they were divulging the secret. They were just simply telling what the great-grandfather had said. Try and give it away via the word. And what the word does, it leads you to the door. But they've got to walk through that door. You lead them to it via the word. Then it's up to them to take that one extra step beyond the word. But again, it's a secret. Again, I'm going to go back to Eastern mystic, Eastern philosophies, Eastern religions, and to talk about the Great Awakening. That's what I'm talking about. You awaken from a dream, bit by bit, or all at once. It's always up to you. Because you, truly, truly, are the dreamers. You're that part of that divine dream, part of God, part of the Creator that is alive inside you. The outside illusion is what we call reality. If you have a nice feeling, go with that feeling. And that feeling, guarantee, that's what you're looking for. Because if you have a nice feeling, that's all there is in the world. You have a nice feeling for yourself, for life. You go home, see your children, you have a nice feeling for them. You see your parents, you have a nice feeling for them. That's it, it's a feeling. That feeling is the secret you're looking for. Not intellectual understanding. The understanding will come once you get the feeling. It's a world of thought. It really is. All societies are created from thought. All wars are created from thought. All gangland, killings, cheating, robbing, stealing, they're all created from thought. All love is created from thought. All good deeds are created from thought. And all you have to do is balance and figure out which is right and which is wrong. It's like a lot of young kids, I've heard them say, this is the way I was brought up, I don't stand a chance in life, so there's no sense of me changing. That's not true. I don't care who it is. Just change your mind and you can change from failure to success. Even a tennis player, soccer player, football player, if they have in their mind that they can never win, they'll never win. But if they have it in their mind that they can win, they will win. Another name for that is confidence. Confidence takes away insecurity. Insecurity is nothing but a reaction to thought. When you have that insecurity, you live in an insecure world, you do, and you react accordingly. If you feel secure, then you live in a secure world. And that's why it's so very, very important to try and put into your children's mind security. It doesn't take much. All it takes is love and saying to the kid, you can do it. That's where they'll pick it up. It's all consciousness. It's all thought. It's all mind. Mind, consciousness, and thought are the three principles from which we see and react to what we call reality. All consciousness is a power, it's a gift, it's a divine gift that lets us see creation. Mind is a divine gift that lets us see creation. Thought is a divine gift that lets us see creation. See, divine thought, divine consciousness, and divine mind have no form. They have no form. They're a power. They're a gift. You put a form on it, you missed it. Because when you're, all of humanity are on the same pathway. They all try to find their way home. That's the name of the game of life. Go find yourself. That's why the Eastern mystics say, go find yourself. Pardon? Our mission in life? Pardon? Our mission in life?
Yeah.
I mean, I can only tell you that's my personal opinion. What I found and what I see is our mission in life is to find your inner self, your what you call God. And that's it, that's a lot. You know, that... I told you it was simple. It's so simple. Remember I told you it was under your nose and everybody looks outside this world to find it? That's where it was hidden, under your nose. And what you need now is just to go and contemplate on what's been said and how you feel and try and keep a quiet mind, because this is where the answer lies, in a quiet mind. And I'd really like to finish and say, God bless you all, and I hope you find what you're looking for. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.